I am now going to read you a short survey of the kind of data that falls under the heading of Big Data Collection Universe Today. Internet originating digital data sources, online shopping and sales, uploaded films, videos, images, and music, online advertising, news, journals, articles, blogs, white papers, scanned literature, internet searches and web traffic, social media, sentiment data, web visits, log files and clickstream data, employment sites and web-based employment postings, broadband-based home and mobile streaming media, output from smart components, performance monitoring, and computer-based maintenance, CBM, soft grid applications, IoT applications from cars to sports watches, thermostats, washing machines, and refrigerators, online purchases, articles read, internet searches, favorite sites, scraping of social media, sentiment analysis of online customer reviews, credit reports, text captured from credit applications, recorded account opening interviews, call center and customer service notes, social media chatter and other customers' market research, non-internet originating digital data sources, cell phones, GPS, credit cards, back office business function software, ERP, CRM, office and security employee and payroll, insurance, accounts in and out and buyer relations and agreements, line function monitoring, power generation, telephones, production lines and so on, financial services, low latency data and algorithmic trading, supply chain management, sensors and intelligent reporting systems, make and move logistics, tracking performance systems, business-to-business ordering and payment tracking, store discount cards, warranty cards, and so on, bank, mortgage, and other financial transactions, CCTV cameras and surveillance, other offline social, financial, and behavioral data, credit card transactions and balances, financial records, auto and other loans, store preferences, supermarket savings cards, brand preferences, product warranty cards, mortgage and property records, U.S. Census records, motor vehicle data, magazine and catalog subscriptions, responses and surveys, sweepstakes and contest entries, church attendance and tithing, contributions to political parties, criminal records, health-related data, hobbies, lifestyle data, income and socioeconomic status, mobile, smartphone and apps, geographical data, GPS, cell phone records, social media locators, toll booths, Easy Pass, zip codes on store purchases, phones and mobile communications, Twitter, and your location. Huge amounts of digital data being produced can be captured, stored, and analyzed for diagnostics, pattern recognition, and even reliability and failure predictions. Since 1974, in the early days of modern computing, product identity has been tied to the Universal Product Code, UPC, a barcode limited to basic information, product identification, and pricing. Today's radio frequency identification tags, RFID, have the capacity for sophisticated sensing and reporting technologies at the item level, not only relaying information about the product or container itself, but also where the product has been and when it was there, tracking the temperature and humidity of the environment and route quality assurance, and whether the product was tampered with or opened, safety and security. These RFID tags can be then read using near-field communication, NFC, or be monitored remotely via Wi-Fi and the internet by the company or the consumer from almost anywhere in the world. Near-frequency communication, NFC, is a set of standards for short-range radio transmission using electromagnetic radio technologies that can be used with smartphones and other mobile devices to exchange data with NFC-supported data devices or chips, sometimes also known as stickers or tags. A user's identification information is held on the SIM card of the user's mobile phone, and by tapping or swiping the smartphone against the NFC sticker device, the user can invoke a growing number of apps from mobile payment systems to purchasing tickets or updating store loyalty program information. NFC technologies are already supported by Android devices, Microsoft and BlackBerry smartphones, and will probably become integrated to Apple's iWallet and included in the iPhone X and iPhone 8.